Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, joined today by Dr. Damien. So, Dr. Damien is a visionary in modern medicine. He blends clinical excellence with entrepreneurial innovation from his early days at Ain Shams University to becoming CEO of the BioSpine Institute and Pain Clinic. His journey is defined by resilience, compassion, and a relentless drive to heal. So he's overcome immense personal and professional challenges, and he rose to lead cutting-edge advancements in regenerative medicine, including stem cell and PRP therapy. So with business training from Harvard and a global perspective shaped by work across Canada and Dubai, Dr. Damien is redefining pain care, focused on real outcomes, sustainable solutions, and a deep commitment to reducing suffering worldwide. What amazing work this man is doing. Before I introduce him and our topic for today, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, this would not be possible. And to our listeners, please do not forget to like, subscribe, follow. And after the show, if you have any questions for us or Dr. Damien, please leave them below in the comment section and we'll be sure to get those answered for you. Hi, Dr. Damien. How are you doing today?
Good, Lisa. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me today.
Oh my gosh, so excited. And you've been traveling for the past week. Tell everyone where you've been.
I've been in Miami attending the Age Management Medicine Conference. Amazing research, amazing connections, networking, and amazing cutting-edge technology. Unbelievable. Learning a lot, connecting with like-minded physicians from across the world and North America. It was just fascinating. And then I went to Vancouver, attended the TED conference a couple of weeks ago. It was quite amazing, talking about humanity and AI, different perspective than what I can reach with my mind. And now back to Florida, looking after the innovations that we've been working on in BioSpine.
Wow. So you just are so full of information, and I'm sure you're super inspired. Like, what an amazing opportunity to learn from so many of people out there that are doing similar things. And today we're going to touch on AI, and that is such an advancement in the medical system. Wow.
It is such an advancement. But I got really, let me tell you my experience in TED conference. It was in Vancouver, and like we were talking before, you're Canadian, and it was just an eye opener. People are scared of AI, Lisa. They think that it will take over. We'll think at one time that we'd wake up one morning and they're gonna have self-awareness and control our lives. I think that's a lot of movies and Hollywood action that get into their heads. And the whole conference was about humanity reimagined, how we can control AI, how can we leap forward, not changing our lives with AI, but just approaching it with cautious. I'm all for that. There's a whole session was about parenting. I do have two kids, and funny that they made all of us ask ChatGPT and DeepSeek whether AI will be a better parent than us. And
Oh,
funny,
no.
AI will be biased, and of course, what do you expect? They will say, yes, of course, it will be better than you in raising your kids. I can't imagine that. This is an investment, and it's the most joy in my life. I wouldn't hand it over to anybody, right? Let alone an AI. So it was a different perspective. So coming from that, shaping my opinion and going into the age management, it was just fascinating as well because AI is coming. There is no stopping. I remember when the internet started, which can tell you how old I am. But anyway, yes, and I was the last one in my friends to get an email. I felt like I was left out. You know what I mean?
Why? Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, because you're the
everybody's got an
last.
email, everybody's on the web. Everybody's doing WW whatever. And I just, I don't know what is that. So anyway.
And now look at you. You're like in all these advanced technology spaces.
I'm still catching up. So it
We
took me a
all are.
while
We all are.
to get caught up on this. So it is coming. I think we should embrace it. We should use it in our benefits. It will be amazing to get a helper that actually can help you diagnose patients, collect all the data, and present it to you in a very simple way that you don't waste your time, the patient time, and get to the reasonable diagnosis and treatment plan fast. Not only this, we can direct the patient where they can get this treatment. If it's not in the state of Florida, where it is. If it's not in North America, then you go to Europe, Dubai, the Far East to get it, and leave the option to the patient. So AI is coming. But Lisa, the fascinating part is AI can screen your genes.
You can
And
screen your genes, did you say?
you get into
Wow.
genetics, yeah, with a small swab and tell you exactly what conditions, what genes are not working, and what conditions that you might get in the future.
Because of your geniality. Is that how you
Yeah.
say it? Geniality? Yes. Okay. Amazing.
It is. It is. If I can tell you have deficiency in magnesium and you're going to end up with severe headaches and migraines 10 years from now. You know what I mean? It's a simple information. You increase your magnesium in your diet and boom, you avoid having to suffer migraines 10 years from now. Right. And
Wow.
they're trying to implement this to every single newborn. Imagine if you have a newborn, you screen their genes, and you know exactly when and how to fix sickness that they're gonna have in the future. I think it's pretty amazing, and we should embrace that.
That is absolutely incredible. So what I'm hearing from you is that what AI is predicting is faster, more accurate diagnoses and more personalized medicine.
It is. It is. They are actually working on medication that we currently have, Lisa. And that just blew my mind. And how can we repurpose those medication to use in other treatments or other conditions that we don't have an answer to yet?
Wow, unreal.
It is.
So, would AI also kind of streamline workflow and reduce burnout for all of our staff, our nurses, our doctors? Is this going to help out in that way as well?
It will definitely help. It will definitely will relieve the pressure, help scheduling, which we are currently using in BioSpine and pain care clinics. So I see significant amount of patients every day, but we're trying to do scheduling through AI. So it's just touching the surface or scratching the surface. And AI actually can look in my schedule and say, you know what, you cannot see those patients together after each other because this will take you a long time. I think you should take this patient as a quick treatment while this patient will need more of your time and so on. So it's just fascinating. Increased productivity. I don't go home at the end of the day tired or wiped out. So it's helping this. But let me tell you, I don't think AI will ever take away the human touch. When I tell you that you do have a condition, I look in your eyes and they said, we're not gonna give up. We're gonna keep trying different treatments. And every day there is a new treatment coming out. I will not give up. I don't think AI will do that. I don't
Oh.
think so. It's another tool. I think I would use it like a stethoscope.
Yeah, the human touch, and that is so sacred and so there's nothing in my mind that I can predict that would ever replace that.
Impossible. We were talking about
Impossible.
that in the conference, and I don't think it's even possible. AI, we will be measured through AI. So if I'm a chronic pain doctor today and my results are 70%. And I have another doctor next door, results with AI 100%. What would you? Which doctor would you choose, Luca?
100%.
100%. Of course. Of course. So why would I stay behind? I
Yeah.
need to use it. Measured to that, licensing bodies like colleges and Royal Colleges and whatnot, when they see a significant amount of doctors having better results than others, we will wonder, right? Because we're all measured according to our peers. So if your peers are using AI and you're not, you're falling behind.
Yeah. Okay, I've got an AI assistant that helps me too, writing like little intros sometimes. And there's all everyone talks about how AI is replacing the human brain and the need for, especially our younger generation to use their brain in those ways. And I mean, that may be the case, but just like anything, the world changes, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's in our hand to use it which way. But honestly, I don't think it will ever replace humans. It will never replace physicians.
No.
No, it's impossible.
It's going to bridge some gaps. Can you take us through, can you talk to us a little bit about a little bit about some of the new technology that is coming out because of AI, and what might that look like for your pain clinics?
So I'll tell you what we're working on, Lisa, now. So medicine, unfortunately, has been working in silos for quite some time. So you got chronic pain, you go to your family physician. Family physician will send you to get imaging, whether it's MRI or CAT scan, and then you're gonna go back, you're gonna see a pain doc, probably,
Right.
right? It will take you some time, you see a pain doctor, he will work a little bit on your back, then we'll send you to if it doesn't work, we'll send you to a surgeon to help you out, right? The surgeon will look at what was done and he will tell you whether you're a surgical candidate or not, right? What we're working on is doing all this at once, right? So we put the patient information through AI and we'll get all the diagnostics in and we suggest a treatment plan, right? We'll bring the patient, we're hoping our plan is to bring the patient one day, speak to a pain doctor, speak to a surgeon at the same day, both together working into a comprehensive plan. What can we do? Because the fact is, if we're going to end up doing a procedure, we're hoping that the pain doctor and the neurosurgeon will be there together, right? Looking at the patient back, giving one comprehensive treatment, whether we're going to do fluoroscopy, whether we're going to do a microdiscectomy or minimally invasive procedure at the same day, and the patient walk out pain-free. There's no need to
Wow.
keep trying this or that or this or that. AI, we're hoping to do some data mining. We've got a lot of patients over the past 20 years that we've been practicing that can help us. That Lisa's got back pain, she got a disc herniation. We don't have to go through an epidural, RFA, and see how she's going, wear out after 3 months, and then after a year, she's fed up, she has to go and get this disc removed, right? Why can't we do it all today? We're going to do this procedure, and Lisa, we're going to walk out of our centers pain-free.
That would be
This is what
just
AI
incredible.
can do. We'll shorten the time of the patient pain and suffering journey significantly. Because those years are not coming back, right? I had my father-in-law, he's been suffering for 4 years. And it's actually a true story. So he had a hip pain. I diagnosed him with arthritis, then something called a vascular necrosis, where the blood supply to the hip dies and the hip bones start dying. It took him 8 months to get it done. After that, it affected his back, which I know if you're limping, you cannot. How long are you going to drive on a flat tire, Lisa? I keep telling him that, right?
Not very long before you got to
Yeah,
fix something else.
that's right. So we fixed that. The back went. We did a quick surgery in the back. Then his pelvic bone and the SI joint went. So he's been suffering for 4 years. Those 4 years are not coming back, right? So from day one, if we can get the patient and do the hip, do the back, and do the SI, he walks out, we could have saved 4 years.
That's a long time.
Yes. In bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dr. Damien, where did your passion for helping people in this type of way come from? Why do you do what you do?
I mentioned the story before, but it's I didn't realize that I actually like helping people. I didn't. I was going into business school after high school. I went to apply for a business school at the American University in Cairo. And that day, a bomb went off. We had a few terrorist attacks, and the bomb went off at the door of the school. So I stayed all day helping people there. It was a lot of blood and a lot of damage and a lot of death in there. And I did not hesitate, Lisa, not even 1 second, right? At age, I can't remember, I was 16 or 17. I jumped in and helped them and went home, ripped my application, and they said, okay, I'm going to go into medicine. So I went into medicine and I realized I really, and the first 3 years of medicine, it was just, it was all the cold information about tissues and reproductive system, whatever. But the minute that I put my hand on the first patient, I realized that I got a passion for this. I really like helping people in every which way. And since then, I never stopped. Never stopped. During COVID, we were lucky enough to be the only clinics open in our areas that can provide service to the patient. So we've done everything. As you might remember, during COVID in Canada, we were really under severe lockdown. So I was doing family medicine, I was doing helping them with dental pain, everything possible, prescribing birth control. But and I told all my physicians, we need to do this because there's nobody else to do it. So the passion grew there this way. And after COVID, I said, I need to do more. And this is where I looked into the wait times in the Canadian system. And I said, okay, maybe we can venture outside this. Let's look for the best spine services. And we found BioSpine in Florida. So we went ahead and bought them. And now we have a really strong model. Many patients from Canada are stuck in the system to get some treatments into Florida. And we're bringing some of those services back to Canada as well, which I'm really excited about.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for all this. Like, we need more people like you out there, and it's just such a testament to who you are and your heart and wanting to help people. Amazing work. What rewarding work.
It is quite rewarding when you see a patient get better and say thank you and leave. You know what I mean? Big hug. We shake their hands and we've done our job. When the patient comes back, you feel quite discouraged. But when they leave with, okay, I solved your problem. If you have any other problem, please come back. And it's quite significant. And the best part is the culture in the team, Lisa. So our team is exactly the same. We handpick the team that really cares about the patient throughout the journey.
You have to. That's beautiful. I love that so much. So I'm going to pivot a little bit. In terms of AI, like Dr. Damien, what do you think is going to happen like 10, 20 years from now? Like with what you saw over the past week on your journey, to these conferences and what a privilege to be there. What do you see transforming? What's going to happen 20 years from now? Where are we going?
I think we're going towards preventive and precision medicine, Lisa. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, especially the younger generation. They will go in, get a full scan of their genes, and will understand what exactly they need to deal with. So they will go in exactly. We've seen the rise of wearables in the last whatever 5, 10 years. Everybody's wearing the Whoop or the iWatch or whatever, and checking their blood sugar. It will be way more invasive than this. Not invasive, but it will be more comprehensive than this. So it will check your genes. It will check your water, your magnesium, your sodium, your posture, sleep
Right.
pattern, and
I
way
just saw
more
that.
than that. And then it will be an answer to all this. So if you're missing something, there will be an answer. And the answer is not going to be medicine. People are shifting towards natural remedies and
Yes.
nutraceuticals.
Yep.
And I'm growing an obsession towards peptides and
Okay.
anti-aging. So it's quite amazing what you can do with this. And by the way, we have 300,000 peptides in our body. So it's not something unnatural that we're taking or we're supplementing. It's natural. But with age, it slows down. So we're just supplementing this, like hormone supplementation or hormone replacement. I call it peptide replacement. So if we can do this and we increase our growth factors with the knowledge that we're getting, I think 20 years from now, we're not going to need pain management. Very little, unless you're involved in a car accident or something significant. But we're not going to see the arthritis. It will go down. We're not going to see the wear and tear in the spine. That will go down. All the digestive problems causing inflammation in our systems, which cause the degradation in our system and organs, will go down. So I think 10, 15 years from now, not even 20, I think 10 years from now, you'll see a decline in osteoarthritis, spine degenerative disc disease, diabetes, spine surgeries. People will be healthier than ever in that 10 in the next 10 years, and we're going to be out of business.
Well,
I'm just
I don't.
kidding.
Yeah, you're not going to be out of business. You know what I picture? I picture like having one of those watches, and it beeps. So it's like, go drink water. Now you need magnesium. You know, like we're gonna be like machines having like a little beeper, and then you'll be like, uh-oh, now what's wrong? Like, what do I got to do? And with our busy schedules, like it's gonna be like so regimented. We're almost gonna be like robot-like in a sense. I mean, no, but we're gonna have robot-like tools with everything you're saying, but I'm just picturing it right now. That's craziness. But
It
it
is.
makes me so excited. Like, that's exciting to me.
It is. I had a presentation 3 days ago. The new company developed an app on the phone that will scan your face and will can detect your mental status right now.
What is that? Your what? Sorry, Menton?
Mental status. So are
Mental.
you
Oh, okay.
yeah
Sorry. Yeah,
are
I
you
misunderstood
angry,
you.
are you anxious, are you happy, are you sad, and we'll send you messages accordingly.
That's crazy. It's like if someone asks how you're doing, you could be like, just ask my AI assistant. They'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah, and then we're
But
gonna go tell
AI is
your
going to tell the
family.
truth. Yeah, AI is going to tell the truth.
Tell your family Lisa's mad today, so watch out.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. That's crazy. That's so exciting. Wow.
It is great tools. We do need these tools because during our busy schedule, we miss out. We miss out going out in the sun. We miss out watching the nature, going for a walk, or having a deep breath. How much it would help between meetings, the way that we sit. It's quite great. But the question that I always ask, what would you do when you live longer, right? What would you do with that time, right? Because it is documented in the Harvard study that most people will spend between 10 to 12% of their time between doctors, healthcare professions, whatever. So if I save you this 10 to 12%, which is let's say 10 years due to
Mm-hmm.
love loss between diagnostics, lab, blood work, whatever, what would you do with it, right? So I think this means that we do have another purpose. We should be able to look into connecting with each other more. Not this time is not safe to work. Connecting with your family, with your kids, with your grandkids.
I like that. Using AI as a tool to help assist us, but not losing the human connection.
Yeah, buy back, like I always say to CEOs, buy back your time. If AI can buy me back an hour that I can spend with my kids, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah, but buy me an hour to go work more and make more money, not worth it.
Not worth it. I agree. We're on the same page, Dr. Damien.
Yeah.
So tell us about like your services, what you do, just in a nutshell. I know there's so many and you've got so many clinics all around the world. But give us an idea and let us know where we can find you.
We currently work on traditional chronic pain management, epidurals, radiofrequency ablation. We added PRP stem cells, which platelet-rich plasma stem cells. So we are between that traditional and we do cutting-edge spine surgery, which is micro-invasive. We are the first in the state of Florida to do micro-invasive, 5 millimeter incision, 15 minutes. Patient will go out in 3 days, can go back to work and go back to the golf course or their activities, and they enjoy their life versus the traditional one, which is 5, 6 hours cutting and carving bones, and you're stuck in recovery for like 3 to 5 months, stuck at home and wasting all that time, like we spoke about it with my father-in-law. So we're saving all that time. But the real gap, Lisa, is in the middle. The patient that are not getting better with traditional pain management and they're not ready for surgery. This gap, what I'm dedicating all my time now to, which is regenerative medicine and anti-aging. We can fix things with peptides, stem cells, platelet-rich plasma that's activated, exosomes. The results are amazing. I was just attending a lecture at the Age Management that they found treatment with peptides for MS.
Wow.
I think in the next few
Incredible.
years, we'll have answers to questions that medicine couldn't answer for years. Fibromyalgia. Unbelievable. So I'm dedicating the next period. We're still growing in the traditional model, but I'm dedicating most of my time now for regenerative medicine and anti-aging because it's fascinating to me and really becoming an obsession. Where can you find me? You can find me on drdamien.com website, on social media, on Instagram, Dr. Hani Damien, Hani Damien MD, on Facebook. We're going to start a YouTube channel very soon and TikTok, talking about all this and showing our day-to-day busy schedule and what we're doing and what we currently working on. I would invite anybody to reach out through messages, through direct messages. Happy to answer. If you have any question, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Have just a quick question and then we'll wrap up. But what do you think of the NAD activators? I see all the time, it's all over the internet, all the celebrities are injecting themselves with NAD. How is that compared to peptide, anti-aging with peptides? What are your thoughts on NAD?
My thoughts on NAD is it's an amazing component that helps our mitochondria prevent it from breaking down. So it provides the baseline for peptides to work. So it augments what we're doing. Like I always say, you have to have a good base for peptides to work. So you have to optimize your cell function, mitochondria, reduce inflammation, optimize your hormones. And then peptide will take over the rest.
Got it. So it's a tool towards better health, but it's not
It
the end all be all.
no, it you can't use it alone. It has to be within a certain regimen to work.
Okay.
Everybody's have you heard about methylene blue?
No.
So everybody's ingesting, it's actually pills. So methylene blue is an old dye that they used to use it to dye clothes.
Okay.
They discovered that it actually anti-inflammatory, clear the mind, help. So everybody's taking methylene blue now, and everybody's actually turning blue.
What? Oh my
Yeah.
Lord, I have not seen that
We'll
yet, but I
talk
bet you
about
it'll
it.
pop
Yeah,
up
we'll talk
today.
up. Yeah, let's talk about those myths in the next episode. It will be quite fascinating.
I'm excited. We're gonna have like a world of Smurfs.
It
Oh my Lord. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Damien. Is there a last minute or any last minute things you want to talk to our audience about before we end this call for the day?
will. We need more leaders in healthcare that they have vision, that they can combine business with patient compassion and cutting-edge advancement. That will drive healthcare faster and will help more, will make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely. I love that. And like cheers to AI. I think it's going to be great. And thank you so much for the work you're doing.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me.
Of course. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. As mentioned before, do not forget to like, subscribe. And if you have any questions, which I'm sure you will after this episode, please leave them in the show notes and we'll be sure to get back to you as soon as we can. Until next time. I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. This is Dr. Damien. Have a good weekend, everyone.